In the news, Governor Kim Reynolds is lifting the mask mandates that she established in mid-November when the number of COVID patients in Iowa hospitals escalated to levels not previously seen in the pandemic. Gathering limits in bars and restaurants have also been lifted. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Since November 10th, Reynolds had required mask wearing in public indoor spaces and by the crowds at high school sporting events. She required masks in state-owned buildings that house executive branch agencies. The governor had required masks to be worn inside certain businesses like hair salons and barbershops. People attending funerals, weddings, and other gatherings were required to socially distance. All of those requirements end on Sunday. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The governor's updated public health proclamation strongly encourages businesses to take steps to ensure the health of workers and employees. It also encourages Iowans who are over the age of 65 or who have pre-existing medical conditions to limit the time they spend outside their homes. Multiple news outlets reported Friday the Clarinda Academy, a youth facility that's been the focus of multiple investigations into alleged abuse and rape of troubled teens, is shutting down. NBC News was among the first to announce the closing, saying a spokesperson for Sequel Youth and Family Services, which runs nearly 40 programs for vulnerable youth, including foster children and children with disabilities, did not explain why it was closing the Clarinda Academy, its flagship program, and did not attribute the decision to the problems that have been documented there. A spokesperson said in a statement only that the decision was voluntary and that its license remained in good standing. The company issued a statement that says, "At Sequel, we continuously evaluate our programs to ensure we are meeting the needs of our clients. Based on a recent review, we made the voluntary decision to terminate our contract with the Clarinda Academy in Iowa." A Sequel spokesperson added, "We are now closely working with case managers, families, and workers to ensure clients from these locations are placed in alternative programs that match their unique behavioral health needs." Sequel told the Iowa Department of Human Services earlier this week of its plans to close the academy due to fewer children being placed at the facility. Clarinda Academy clients will be placed in alternative programs and connect employees with internal and external job opportunities, according to the statement. The facility enrolled at-risk children ages 12 to 18 from multiple states, charging around $275 a day per child to provide therapeutic and residential services. Sequel has come under increasing scrutiny in the wake of a child's death at one of its facilities last year. Allegations of negligence and physical abuse, including the improper use of restraints, have also plagued the company. A man from Page County was arrested Friday morning following a call about suspicious activity. The Page County Sheriff's Office received a call at around 8 a.m. about a person looking in vehicles at a residence in the 2800 block of Avenue B, or about 8 miles south of Shenandoah. The property owner said the person left rapidly in a black SUV with blackout Iowa license plates. Personnel from the Sheriff's Office responded to the area after following the vehicle's tracks in the snow-covered roads. The vehicle was located in the 1200 block of 300th Street, or about 3 miles northwest of Northboro. During the investigation, 42-year-old Justin Allen Sickler of Yorktown was arrested for driving under suspension. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a slightly more than $491 bond pending further court proceedings, with additional charges pending. The driver of an SUV that rolled over Thursday afternoon in Page County was transported by private vehicle to the hospital for treatment of unknown injuries. The Sheriff's Office reports 25-year-old Jacob Daniel Smith of rural Red Oak was driving a 2005 Jeep Liberty southbound on Highway 48 near 130th Street. The vehicle crossed an icy patch of road and went out of control. The vehicle rolled once and came to rest on its wheels. The accident happened around 4:11 p.m. Thursday, about 4 miles northeast of Essex. No citations were issued. Damage to the Smith's vehicle was estimated at $8,000. Four vehicles and a 9-member response team from the Animal Rescue League in Des Moines traveled through Thursday's blizzard to rescue more than 40 dogs from a property in Marengo. The Animal Rescue League's Joe Stafford led hundreds of animal rescues in the past. He says the dogs that he's seen were some of the worst living conditions that he's ever noticed.
We had a very seasoned team, and I'm grateful for that. If the weather had been nice, it would have been trying. The weather made it much more difficult.
A local agency had been working earlier this week with the owner to remove dogs from the property, but with frigid temperatures in the forecast, Stafford said it was important to get all the dogs rescued as soon as possible. The operation was harrowing for the dogs being rescued from rundown sheds and a camper without a floor, and rescuers had to deal with blowing and drifting snow.
We're wanting to get back, you know, to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa as quickly as we could, of course, you know, because we have these dogs on board. We don't really know what their medical condition is, or what their immediate needs might be. And a normal 1.5-hour drive or so turned into a 4-plus-hour saga.
The rescue team stopped three times during the day to dig or pull vehicles out of snowbanks. Stafford said it appears all the dogs that were rescued were born on the property, although there were no puppies.
What I will tell you is they're super cute. I mean, they really honestly are.
Stafford said the dogs are scared and timid, likely because they've only been around a couple of caregivers. And while their medical needs are being addressed immediately, he said it may take a few months to ease the dogs' fears of other humans. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.